686-2237.
Getting ready for Turkey Day. How many of you out there already bought your turkeys? I'll tell you what, you go to the grocery store, it's like there's just hundreds of them. Yeah, people are just picking through them. Saw a bunch of guys actually picking through the turkeys today when I went to the supermarket. So, you know what they say, you don't want to wait too long. And then I once had somebody make a turkey for me and they didn't get the whole idea of thawing the turkey out. Yeah, that didn't work out too well. So hopefully you all have instructions. We've talked about this on America Tonight. America Tonight is the name of the show. My name is Kate Delaney. I hope you're all doing well out there, wherever you hail from, coast to coast and all those ports in between. Boy, a lot of people are hitting us up in Sweden and Australia. And I want to say hi to Joe and the guys who are listening to us now in Ecuador. And, hey, we appreciate that. Call in. Or send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. Speaking of thoughts, a lot of people have thoughts on the TSA and the big bad pat-downs. The backlash is huge or humongous. The buzz is all about that. That's all anyone's talking about. Groping, seeing people go through, seeing people wet their pants, seeing people's face turn red. It's a nightmare at a lot of the airports. It really is. A lot of this is just simply not exaggerated. People are uncomfortable having to go through what amounts to being frisked. And we've talked about this a ton. And like we always say here on the show, we try to give you breaking news. We certainly try to break stories. We try to make you think. We try to make you laugh. And obviously, we're talking about water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. And so water cooler buzz is this, because this is one of the busiest travel days of the year. So people are, I said this the other night, people get that stiff back look. Like they've already got it in their back that they're ready for a showdown when they get up to the TSA line and they have to go through. And, you know, you're at various modes of undressing anyway. You're hurrying, everybody's on top of you, and you're trying to take everything out of your pockets and do whatever. And let me tell you, if you travel with equipment, it's pretty brutal. Because you're trying to hurry and get that all out there and push that through, and then you still have your other stuff you're trying to get through. But we're all used to that. We know that that's part of the circus that is. But now you have this other thing that's happening, the fear of having to make a decision of either going through what people call the puffer machines or the body scans or doing the pat-down things. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it hasn't happened yet, so I don't know. I'm ready for whatever the showdown would be, because, you know, I'm not going to like that. But it hasn't happened at this. It hasn't happened at this point. It didn't happen on the route to Mississippi when we took the show there, and we'll see what happens when I head out to Florida. I'm going to talk about the FBI raiding three investment firms, another hedge fund, a couple of hedge funds actually. Bite the dust. We'll talk about that. And Charlie Sheen's decided he's had enough of getting slammed all over the place, so he filed a suit against a porn actress. Good luck on that one, Chuck. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us right at the top in Michigan. Yo, Tomas, what's happening?
So, Kate, you did not put on the burka.
I did not, no. Are you kidding? I had so much crap that I was hauling to get to Mississippi with equipment. The last thing I'm doing is shopping for a burka.
We're going to take a collection. You know, you got people from Ecuador listening, you know. Yo puedo hablar en español también, y así podemos expandir el mundo de Kate Delaney en la noche.
That was good. I love that last part. That was good. You know, when you turn on the radio stations, that's what you hear. It's loud and loud and proud.
Right. All you got to do is say Kate
Telemundo.
Delaney.
Sí. Catalina Delaney would be.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, well. What's on your mind, Tomas? What's going on?
I'm thinking that everybody is saying we should have a system like Israel, but they don't look at the entire picture. You know, Israel, if you attack Israel, man, the next day, Israel whoops your butt, okay? Israel does not have a president called Barack Hussein Obama, who was raised in a Muslim school in Indonesia, by two communist parents. I mean, if we had a strong right-wing conservative president who did not bow down to every Muslim, leader in the world, who doesn't go and say, I think it's all right if they build a mosque at Ground Zero, I think people would be more willing to take some of these intrusive pat downs. But they're linking Obama to the TSA. I think they're saying, my God, look what this guy's got us doing now, And there's even rumors that the Muslims are going to have special pat downs. The Muslim women, get special pat downs. What about the Christian women?
Special pat downs. Here's the thing. John Pistol said for the TSA that there was no religious exceptions. You know that.
Oh, well, I hope so.
They're saying no. And you know what? Certainly we're looking for that, and we haven't seen that. We haven't seen any exceptions yet at this point, or nobody's talking about any exceptions. I'm going into two major airports, so I'm definitely going to be looking around and definitely shooting whatever I see with the video.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that word, though. I would say
shooting. Filming.
I'm going to the TSA. Can I shoot something here? Yeah,
sure, lady. Put your hands up.
All right, Kate. Buenas noches.
All right. E2. Thanks. Thanks, Tomas. It's interesting. He's right. Maybe we'll have to have a Spanish translation on the side here for the people listening to us in Ecuador and some of those other spots. All right, I mentioned the FBI and the raid. I thought this was interesting, and it's worth mentioning at the top. We're talking about the financial mess that we've been in and how many people have dug out of that. And, of course, what happened with a lot of the hedge fund firms. We know Bernie Madoff. Remember, that was the Madoff thing. He was scamming people to the tune of billions of dollars, really, ultimately. He made so much money, it was ridiculous. And now he's away for the rest of his life, and everybody else is left scratching their head. Maybe they're going to get a couple thousand bucks. Well, some feds raided three investment firms, and they came on the heels of all the speculation of this insider trading stuff. Okay, duh. And the raids were Diamondback Capital Management, that's in Stamford, Connecticut. We've got listeners there. Lock Capital in Boston and Level Global Investors LP in New York City. They were listed on a statement filed on September 30th in a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, statement. So that's what that happened. The raid comes after a 2009 case when prosecutors charged the hedge fund billionaire Rajar of the Galleon Group and some others with reaping millions from illegal trading between 2006 and 2009. Okay, what you need to know is just that hedge funds really get a bad rap when stuff like this happens, and there are a lot of bad guys standing behind hedge funds. And so when three big ones get busted up, that's when all the heavy-handedness comes down, and rightfully so, I think. No question about it. All right, coming up on the flip side, we've got odds and ends. Hang with us, everybody, here on America Tonight.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, wrinkles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better. One World Way may be the perfect food for you. One World Way is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Slurred down the street, the people wait all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah.
All right, coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're gonna go to the mailbag. Dennis McMahon, our favorite lawyer in Vermont, says, listening to us on WVMT radio, says one of the interesting features of Law and Order, he says, the UK is showing police use of the extensive national CCTV network of closed circuit cameras to solve crime. A heck of a law enforcement advantage, which we should get pronto. Ooh, we're going to talk about that. But before we do, speaking of law and order or disorder, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano had this to say about the TSA and what's happening.
This is all being done for the protection of the traveling public. It is being done in as minimally invasive a way as we think appropriate. Of course we will listen to concerns. Of course we will make adjustments or changes when called upon, but not changes or adjustments that will affect the basic operational capability that we need to have to make sure that air travel remains safe. Our ears are open, we're listening. We hear the complaints. Some of them are based on inaccurate information. That's sure to happen. It's a transition period. It's only a small percentage of passengers who get patted down. Nonetheless, I think we all understand the concerns Americans have about that. It's something new. Passenger has a right to go in a private room, always with a companion, with a inspector of the same gender.
All right. She makes it sound so nice, Janet Napolitano, but it's just not. It's rough out there. Dan is listening to us in Texas. He's not getting groped. He's in his bunker there in Texas. Hey, Dan, what's happening?
Madam President, you are so correct. Armed and dangerous as usual. Darwin, I've got a favor to ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
How about doing since I don't have a computer, how about doing a little poll for me and mm-hmm. see if the people that are being hassled with this TSA bull hockey would be in favor of getting rid of our Muslims?
All right. I mean, if you want to put it that way, see, here's what you know where I stand on this. You know what the problem is. What if they said get rid of all Methodists? What if they said get rid of all Catholics?
Methodists do not commit murder, do not crucify people, do not run people out of their country after they take it over.
Yeah,
do
but wait a second.
Do
but
not
wait a second.
Them.
Wait, Dan. Methodists don't commit murder. There's nobody in jail that was grew up a Methodist.
Girl, we're talking about as a cult.
I know.
As
listen,
a cult.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but here's
ask
the thing.
Ask them on the question. If they do a favor in getting rid of the Muslims, ask them if they believe the Mohammedism religion is a true religion or if it's a murderous cult. That's all you got to do. And I want to be here listening and see what the results will be tonight.
There you go. All right, Dan. We'll play the Wheel of Fortune with you. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
the
sweetheart.
Call. Oh, he just won't. He's not going to let it down. He's not going to. He's not. You, Dan, you are not going to let it go. I'm telling you. You have to. You're a smart guy. You've got it. You have to realize. Absolutely. We've talked about this. Extremism, nuts, fanatics, scumbags. I mean, I got a zillion labels for him. But the problem is, can you honestly look like a guy like Muhammad Ali in the eye and lump him into the same spot? Would you lump him in because he is a Muslim? Would you lump him in with that crowd? And I'm thinking the answer is going to be no. Don in Wyoming, you are in the or on the dance floor right now. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Kind of funny because I think about what was it about 500 years ago? Maybe I don't know. I can't remember exactly. I'm tired tonight. There was a thing called the Christian Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much went through countries and forced people to become Christians or put them to death. So, you know, yeah, Islam's centuries behind, you know, but Christianity, there was a time pretty much in every major religion where there was, you know, a point where people were forcing people to believe that way instead of today's view of, hey, you know, if you want to believe this, that's great. It's your right to do so. So, you know, you can't sit there and point the finger and say, well, you know, yeah, they've got extremists in Islam right now that, you know, we're trying to follow the word, the letter to the word or whatever, you know, and force everyone to believe the way that they believe. And if they're not, then they kill you. And they're blowing up their own people. They're blowing up their own children and women. They don't care. You know, it's kind of sad, but there was a sad time. You know, in Christianity, where, you know, we were almost as bad as that, you know, or Christians were almost as bad as that, so.
Oh, no kidding. Look at the corruption riddled through the Catholic Church, the split with England, all of that stuff. You can go back in history and see the savages, the murdering, and the name of Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, though, I wanted to talk to you tonight about our, hey, by the way, Wade Phillips got a couple weeks ago, and Brad Childress got fired today.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like the middle of the season, you know, in the NFL, a little bit past the middle of the season. Is there any chance that Obama could get fired, like, the middle of the game, you know? I mean,
that's not happening. Are you kidding?
Oh, well.
It's not about impeachment. That's not going to happen because there's too much going on. And with the Republican takeover, it's not going to go that way. But it's a question of 2012 and what happens. He's going to run for re-election. So who else is running? Can the person who comes in, I guess, under the Republican header, can they beat him?
Well, you know, he just was at this thing with NATO, and he wants to, you know, get this big arms treaty signed with Russia, and wants our, you know, Congress to pass it as soon as possible, and this will make our relationships with Russia better, you know. Yet they continue to back Iran, who's basically causing all the hell all over the Middle East. And but in any case, though, you know, and the part I find interesting about this, Kate, is you know, Democrats are portrayed as wussies. You know, they won't stand up to fight anybody. And, you know, when they believe in kumbaya, you know, let's just hope and pray and be nice to everybody and everybody will like us, you know. And we know that's not going to happen with the Islamic extremists. But right. Here's the thing. Just a couple months ago, he didn't shut NASA down completely. But he pretty much canned any missions to the moon, Mars, anywhere like that, shut down the program. And we're going to pay, what, the Russians $88 million to fly any of our astronauts up into space now,
yeah.
Or something like that. And my point is that you remember when Reagan was in there and they had the, you know, the weapon system. I can't think of the words for letters for what was the weapon system that supposedly was from outer space, you know, from our satellites or whatever that was going to zap the Russian missiles that they launched them. Star
yeah.
Wars, yeah, is that
mm-hmm.
what it was called? Okay, there
yeah.
you go. So, and probably my history memory gets it mixed up with a movie or something. But anyways, but in any case, though, so you know, and I believe that a lot of part of the reason, not I'd say maybe 10% of it, is that we have the advantage in space over the Soviets, and maybe that was part of the reason why we helped bring down that system of government. So here he's giving away, you know, our edge in space. Okay, basically saying, okay, the Russians are going to take care of, you know, basically saying that the Russians are going to be the ones that are going to be in control in space now because we're not going to do it. We're going to just pay them to take us up there. Okay? And secondly, he wants to turn around and cut back the nuclear arsenal between the two countries. You know, it's like he's completely going back and taking away everything that Ronald Reagan did to help us win the Cold War.
Yeah.
You know? And how does that leave? How does that leave the United States? When you know now, yeah, you can argue, Kate. What he wants to reduce it. I can't remember what the numbers were, down to 1,600 nuclear missiles on each side or whatever. You
mm-hmm.
know, and have inspectors checking both sides, and maybe 1,600 nuclear missiles is enough to wipe the whole planet out. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's still enough. But the point is that he you know. There was a form of, you know, power, force them to bend, and the Soviet Union bent and collapsed. And now it's kind of like, oh, we're going to give you guys all the power back. And you know darn right, in Russia, there's a lot of those former KGB and / communists that are still there that would just love to see the days of the Russian resurgence, or the Soviet resurgence of communism, you know. And so I don't know. I think I think I'm out of time, Kate. We'll talk more about it later.
All right. Thanks, John. You kind of at the end there, scattering around, talking about going back in history, talking about Star Wars and on forwarding in the Wayback Machine to communism. Next, we can count. Hang with us.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Here we go with another edition of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers. And speaking of numbers, I happen to catch something today. Now, if you listen to Matt and I go back and forth about sports here in America tonight, you know that neither one of us are huge into pro hoops. We both like college hoops. We're not so much into the pro hoop scene for a plethora of reasons. How's that for a $100 word? Here's what the deal is, though. I love this word, 99%. What's 99%? The Players Association is saying, or at least the main executive is saying, Billy Hunter, that they're 99% sure there's going to be a lockout. So here we go again. It's this latest tug of war in the public over a new agreement. And it's not looking good that there's going to be a new agreement. If he's saying 99% sure that there's a real probability because the owners aren't budging on their demands for cuts in salaries and contract lengths and guarantees and annual raises and rookie salary scales also on the list. And what Hunter is saying is, well, you know what, we're going to take our ball and we're going to walk away then. It's still pretty early on. I mean, look, we're just at the beginning, really, of the season, and we're talking about after the season. But they're talking about meeting. The players and the owners are talking about meeting. but it doesn't look good when they start mentioning possible lockout, all that stuff. There's probably going to be a lockout in July. That means summer league is probably at risk. That means free agency gets pushed back. And we'll see. Is it a two-week lockout? And then it's all forgotten and it works out? Or does it go deeper than that? For my money, I mean, look, I think both of these sides are greedy. Hoop is it means big bucks. That's what it means. It stands for big bucks, really. And I don't like the pro hoop game now as compared to if we wind the clock back. Like I said, for a lot of reasons. I mean, who are they calling fouls on? How many times have I sat there and watched some superstar travel over and over again and not get the calls? It's like the referee swallowed the whistle because it's convenient, because it's all about marketing the big guys. But the game for me has lost a lot. And I used to be a big-time NBA fan, but not anymore. And if they decide that they want to do a lockout, fine, do a lockout, because most of us have lost interest in the game anyway with some of the nonsense that I think that's happened over the last couple of years. Let's move to Qantas and the airlines. Qantas is going to return A380s to service, they say. Remember, this was the plane with the Rolls-Royce engines in it, and we talked to Denny Kelly, the airline safety expert that we all know and love on this show. And Denny Kelly was mentioning about the engines and how brutal it was in the computer system and how dangerous it was, and he wasn't surprised by that. Qantas would lose a ton of money if they just completely pulled the A380 Super Jumbo, so they're not going to do it. They're going to be flying this weekend coming up after ending a self-imposed flight ban because they had massive in-flight engine failure on one of the planes, and it prompted them to look at safety across the board on this one. I'd be a little bit worried about those Airbuses. And there was two planes, too, that had problems. And the decision to return the planes, they say, followed exhaustive checks. What are exhaustive checks? You did your job and you looked at the engine and you decided you were exhausted and that was it? And then they say that the maker of the Trent 900 engine that failed, that look, they've consulted with Airbus and, I mean, they've consulted and looked at the fixes and did everything that they were supposed to do and feel comfortable to roll it out. But they're still investigating what the exact cause of the disintegration of the Trent 900 engine was on that flight that took off from Singapore back in the beginning of November. And they're saying, look, it's just a fire that was caused by leaking oil that probably was the cause. And that's a serious safety shakeup, I'd say, because that's the world's largest and newest jets. Did you know that? And Qantas grounding the fleet was pretty serious, and they have a bunch of them. And they still have some planes that are waiting for new engines or parts that would be switched out before they get returned to service. But I don't know that I'd be feeling real comfortable, to be honest, about. And I'm not freaked out about flying by any means. I've flown so much living in New York, flying back to the West Coast, flying to the Southwest. But I don't. There's something about those 380s, and it's probably the engine. And then talking to Denny Kelly about how they run and, you know, now what's happened with the Trent 900s, I don't know that I'd feel completely comfortable jumping on any of those birds. Of course, if you're doing the Australia thing, that's what you get. That's the flights that you get. All right, this is Week in Council. We move from the A380s to something completely different. And instead, we're talking about the people that have left a town hit by the Mexican drug war. I mentioned before that I've lived in El Paso, and I was a TV anchor reporter and had to go over that Zaragoza Bridge so many times, I can't even tell you. And that was the bridge that separates El Paso from Juarez. Now you couldn't pay me. I mean, not enough money to even go in and do whatever I would do in Juarez. We used to go in, have dinner, go to the bullfights, go and shop, whatever, go hang out. But now no way would I do that. So in another part of Mexico, in a place that's, I guess, not too far across from Roma, Texas, there's a little border town there. It's like now a ghost town, and the reason why is because this subdivision and this little town in the Rio Grande Valley has now been abandoned by about maybe 6,000 or so people that live there because there's been a 9-month battle with the warring drug cartels. So you've got one-story white houses across from the border from Roma, Texas, and all that you see apparently are abandoned pets that roam the streets. And this used to be a thriving little area. And it's like most of these border towns, people are leaving along the Rio Grande Valley because it's too ferocious what's going on between the rival drug cartels and, of course, the government's failure to do anything to fight back. Yeah. Tell me about it, Calderon, and how he thumbs his nose at what Arizona did and what some other bordering states are doing in the United States. And yet, for his own people, what is he doing to help them? And you look at on one side, just that one little river separating, and people on the American side don't want to be there, and people on the Mexican side don't want to be there. And they're trying to get people to return, but nobody's believing it because you've got Mexican army squad patrols that are nervous during the daylight hours. And you have a bullet-riddled army pickup truck that's right there in the local military spot. So just hanging around because of an ambush just the other week that killed 4 soldiers. So if this continues, pretty much I guess you could go right down a map and forget about the wall. I mean, you'll still have people coming across, but you won't have those towns growing up. And even if the people that go over to Texas are trying to go deeper into Texas or deeper in to Arizona because they don't want to be in the mouth of the lion. It's not safe. For goodness sake, even the mayor of Acapulco again comes out and says that he prefers that the people living there don't go out after dark. What does that say? I mean, that's a town that's about tourism. So you go to Acapulco, where you go into Mexico that you feel 100% safe as to going out at night. I'd have to say you'd have to keep your partying private, probably on the property of wherever it is that you are, right? All right, so as we continue down the path, like I said, of We Can Count, one of my favorite segments because it's all about the numbers. Count them. Count the fingers on your hands and your toes, as my mother used to say. And sometimes we'll squeeze in a couple stories. Sometimes we'll squeeze in a little bit more than that. One thing that we can tell you for sure, do we even care? Do we even care about Dancing with the Stars? Does anybody even care about that show? I got to tell you, I watched it when Emmett, exactly. You can hear the crickets in the background for those of you listening. Dancing with the Stars, we don't care. But the thing that's interesting to me is the fact that Bristol Palin was one of the people that was still left standing. And you got to say that has to do with her mother's popularity, some of it, right? I mean, she's made some headlines, but none of the headlines have really focused on her dancing, her timing, any of that stuff. The focus was really on her mother and focus on other things, things in her life, you know, her child and all that other stuff. So anyway, Bristol Palin still somehow is there. And I don't get it. I don't understand how they pick these. I don't know. How do they pick these contestants, Matt? It doesn't make any sense to me. Who, eeny, meeny, miny, mo? Who's going to give us the most
whatever
buzz?
B or C list celebrity is on the hot list.
And so I get it. So the Palin thing is because of the whole thing with her mother, I'm assuming. Right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but there's people like Jennifer Grey, who no one's heard from since Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, well, and I never even saw Dirty Dancing, so
exactly.
go
figure. People on here that no one's heard from in 10, 15 years, and all of a sudden they're on Dancing with the Stars trying to revive their career.
I agree, and here's the thing, too. Most of the people that watch Dancing with the Stars, you're talking about really a younger crowd, even kids. Like my 5-year-old niece watches Dancing with the Stars. And what's the demographics of Dancing with the Stars? I got to think it's not going into the Jennifer Grey area. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to check the mailbag at americatonight.net.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Everybody's favorite grandpa for some commentary. You're going to love this guy. Lawyer out of New York City. We're going to go to him in a second. And also, we're going to check the mail bag. A lot of people hitting us up, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and beyond the borders of America tonight. But first, let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy, I have a feeling you're going to pick up on the theme of turkeys and frying the turkeys. You gave us some great stuff last week because I said on the air, for people who don't know, that, you know, cooking the turkey is a good way to do it. And I was thinking about this is frying the turkey. And then you gave me some really solid instructions. What's up?
Well, I actually wanted to get Delaney to commend you for going through all the, you know, madness scenes and everything. I can't imagine how anybody'd want to fly today, you know, and I wanted to commend you and things like that, you know, Kate. You're my favorite late night prettiest lady on radio talk show host, for sure. And you're very smart. And, You know, I'm very worried about America. When it has to come down to this, and I'm just, you know, this baffles me in a lot of ways, that the way women can be treated is that, you know, like women can be treated like that, you know, it's far beyond disgusting, Kate.
Are you, Jeremy, are you talking about the TSA pat downs and women? Or are you talking about something else?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, the way people are treated like cattle. You know, it's just totally disgusting.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm going to pick up on that theme. Jeremy, thanks for the call. Appreciate you hanging through like that in Alaska. Big shout out to everyone up there, and I appreciate the kind words, but I understand what you mean about feeling like people getting treated like cattle and, you know, where's the humanity and blah, blah, blah. Now, of course, the TSA, if that's what we're referring to, they'll say, look, these are measures that have to be taken. You want to be safe when you fly, and tough tiddlywinks if you don't like it, period, end of story, and that's it. So I think if you're talking about that specifically, that's it. I mean, you know, that's the deal. And for now, you have a choice. You don't fly, or you spin the wheel of fortune. You're going to show up, and if something beeps on you and they pull you aside, it's enhanced pat down time. Or you have the choice of the scanner or the pat down, or maybe like me, you just go through and there's no problem. There's no any of that. But it depends on the airport, and it depends on if they pull you aside. There's a lot of people that get pulled aside constantly when they go to airports, you know? I mean, hey. All right, so I said that we were going to go to everybody's favorite grandpa, and then we're going to check the mailbag. This guy is so good, and he's so right on about what he's talking about here. Remember Eric Holder, the attorney general, who I think should have been ditched a long time ago. And now, in light of what's happened in that latest trial, just ridiculous. The whole trial was stupid to pursue that anyway in the criminal courts, and it just shows because of the result. This is another take on that, looking at it through the eyes of the Constitution. Roll it.
The very point of war is to use force guided by intelligence to prevent the enemy from carrying out future attacks. So says John Yoo, currently a law professor at Berkeley and a former Justice Department official. Unfortunately, no matter how much we try, we can't seem to get Attorney General Eric Holder to understand this simple fact. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Last week, a federal jury acquitted Ahmed Galani of charges relating to the killing of 224 people, 12 of whom were Americans who were working at the United States embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He was found guilty, however, on one charge of conspiracy for this massive killing. Last year, when Attorney General Holder was asked at a congressional committee hearing whether it was advisable to try radical Islamist terrorists under Article 3 of the Constitution, thereby providing them with a full panoply of constitutional rights, he responded that failure was no option. Well, what do you know? Team Holder failed, and failed big. Now, I'm not one of those who believe that these terrorists, enemy combatant killers, criminals against humanity, should have been tried by a military commission rather than under Article 3. No, I believe they should never be tried until hostilities end between the Islamo-fascists and the West, America included. What possesses this administration to try these enemies as Article 3 defendants in the first place? During the Second World War, we had hundreds of thousands of prisoners of war locked up in prisons throughout a number of our Midwestern states. There were no trials, no punishments, no demands for some type of constitutional justice. The sole purpose was to keep them from the battlefield. After the war was over, we released them. After this war is over, which could be 20 years from now, we also will release our prisoners, except there may be quite a number which we should try for crimes against humanity, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his retinue among them. So here is my question to President Obama and Attorney General Holder. What is going on in your heads? Is it more important for you to gain some perceived goodwill from the likes of countries like Iran, North Korea, or Russia, or China, than to keep Americans safe? It was Saul Bellow who said, "A great deal of intelligence can be invested in ignorance when the need for illusion." This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, thanks to Roger Madden. Great take on that. I concur in some of what he said there. You know how I feel about it. I've been talking about it a lot with KSM and the gang especially. And that's another hot potato. Let's see where that goes as we swing into 2011. We move from Roger to all of you, and boy, have you really filled up the mailbag. Without further ado, let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet, I do have mail, and thanks again for some of the kind emails that we've gotten on our coverage in Mississippi. I have to say that, boy, back at the mothership, they really hustled to make sure everything was taped and, you know, put in its place and all that sort of stuff, from Donovan to Matt ultimately and John, and I absolutely appreciate that. And, of course, we were there on Radio Row, and they did a fantastic job of getting people to us and talking about really the plight of Mississippi. And ultimately I ended up in New Orleans and I talked about the Ninth Ward, toured it, saw Brad Pitt's houses that he's built about now 100 of them, his company. And what happens there is, by the way, I'm going to throw this out, you have to, if you want to live in one of his houses, agree to be there for at least 5 years. Now, I had one from Kim and Rod and also Jake that you asked me about the houses. If you go to americatonight.net and you click on Notes, the blog, Notes from a Scorecard, you'll see some of the pictures from Mississippi and from New Orleans, you know, the French Quarter and, of course, the houses that were there in St. Bernard Parish. All right, let's go to a couple of others, and it includes John, who says, Kate, I listen to you all the time in KC. We love you down here. I'm trying to spread the word, sister. I like the way you, as you say, zig and zag all over the place. I wanted to get your take on what you think is going to happen with your Eagles now that they're in first place in the NFC East. And congratulations to the lady in Connecticut, you said, that nailed the score. All right, thanks for that. The Eagles, of course, I'm a fan, so I'm always optimistic that the Eagles have a chance to go further. But I've been that fan that's been disappointed in what happened with the Patriots when Donovan McNabb and T.O. were together. And now you fast forward to a different regime and Michael Vick, and you look at DeSean Jackson and a couple of the other young receivers, a lot of young players on that team. I like the Eagles to go to the playoffs. Then when they get to the playoffs, boy, that's a mystery. I don't know. Because the playoffs are completely different than your matchups from week to week. The playoffs, like, throw out what's happened during the regular season. The playoffs are completely different. I got this note here from Lucy T. Lucy T. says, I got to tell you, we're talking about Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, as much as I am a Republican, makes my skin crawl in the sense that thinking of her running for president, I think, would be a complete disaster for Republicans. Obama would definitely win, and then we'd have 4 more years down the drain. All right, I think that head-to-head matchup, Sarah Palin would absolutely go down. I think that her role for the Republicans is served best of where she is right now. And running doesn't really make too much sense anyway, I think, from her point of view, because her effectiveness is really in not running, but helping other people, as we saw. It was kind of a yin and yang with her, with some of the people that she endorsed. You can always send me your thoughts day or night to americatonight.net.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.